You've now had a week to investigate the DNC's relationship with Fusion GPS. And I would like to know, first of all, if you would confirm how much money the DNC paid the law firm to pay Fusion GPS. Second, who authorized it within the DNC? And third, who were the people within the DNC who actually got the information and interacted with Fusion GPS?
Well, as you know, I wasn't working at the DNC at the time of this contract. When you do opposition research on another candidate in a presidential cycle, I would assert, especially in the context of what we know now, that opposition research is not simply something that ought to be done. It would be malpractice not to do it, especially when you have a presidential candidate who blew convention out of the window. He didn't disclose his tax returns. First time that's happened in decades. Didn't he has a very shady relationship with Russian authorities. And so absolutely, the research that was done, opposition research, initiated, as I understand it, by a conservative organization. And then their work was done, it was given to, then it was continued by the Democrats. And, you know, what we know from the research, sir, is that Donald Trump, the Trump campaign and the Russians were talking to each other. And their conversations, again, as we know from yesterday, were about serious things, interfering with our democracy. So we have not hidden the fact that we had opposition research that was done. Again, it was done by the law firm that was hired by the campaign. I don't know how much of the opposition research was the Fusion opposition research. I have not disaggregated that amount. But what I do know is the issue at hand is whether the Trump administration, the Trump campaign, and the Russians were conspiring to affect this election. And certainly Mr. Papadopoulos' guilty plea yesterday and the indictments that came down yesterday, that is serious stuff as it relates to collusion.
Just a quick follow-up.
Sure, real quick. Go.
So since the last week, I can understand that this happened under a previous administration, but over the last week, since you now know that the DNC did spend money to Fusion GPS, have you investigated this within the DNC? Have you investigated with employees there, with your attorneys, the former attorneys? Have you done an investigation about the role of the DNC played with Fusion GPS?
Again, I was unaware of Fusion GPS until 48 hours or so before it was released. And I'll tell you, my number one concern, sir, is what happened in the election. Did the Russians and the Trump administration collude to affect the elections? That, to me, is the issue at hand.